BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. My name's Scott Mills. I'm 18 and I'm from Stevenage. You might not know this, but I share my name with a Radio 1 DJ. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills! Yeah, that's me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Hi.
Thank you very much for introducing my show today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
What do you do?
I'm at school at the moment. I go to John Henry Newman in Stevenage. Yeah, I'm just in my last year at sixth form.
Does having the same name as me cause you any problems?
Every time I meet someone, or like even my friends, I always get it everywhere I go. Well, then again, it's a nice sort of introduction when I meet someone that I have a famous name.
You get it everywhere you go? Well, I wish I did.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm doing something, like, not right there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, I've started using Twitter again. I think people have started following me thinking that, like, I'm you, which is quite weird.
Have you ever pretended to be Scott to get anything? Any free stuff?
I've got a story about that. I emailed Flux Pavilion's label Circus Records asking about like hiring out one of their artists, and actually emailed me back saying, "Are you the Radio 1 Scott Mills?" But then I didn't really want to reply, because then obviously if I kind of played along with it, they probably could get me into a lot of trouble.
So you...
But that's good that you didn't take them up on it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the comic value, it was quite good. I mean, it was so... Because it didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
Because I just emailed them and I just thought, oh... Waited for the reply, and then obviously they thought that I was you, so I just kind of sort of backed down from that.
Well, that's good.
So I'm sorry if you get any messages at all.
It seems like I made your life slightly, I don't know.
Were you named? Were you named after Scott Mills?
No, I wasn't. Like, I think it was only until I started secondary school that people started to clock on about it. I mean, I didn't know.
He's 18 years old.
Yes, and I thought his parents may have been in hospital listening to you on hospital radio in Southampton.
Absolutely not. Not possible.
I've asked them that before. And
oh, cheers!
I knew it's a question everyone was wanting to know.
Yeah, no, I think they probably do. I think they're just hiding it from me, because I don't think that they'd want to tell their son that I was named after something they heard on the radio.
I haven't been on that long.
Yeah.
And can I just double check? This is actually the name you were given when you were born. You're not such a massive fan that you've gone out and changed it.
Becky.
Oh, no, I'm not some super fan, no. I was born with the name, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good to speak to you, Scott Mills.
Okay, it's good to speak to you, Scott Mills.
And thanks for introducing the show.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, you know, me and my flatmate have an annual lads holiday where we just go up somewhere for a weekend.
No, it's not really... I didn't know that.
Did you not know that?
No, I don't think so. Where'd you go?
It's a tradition every year. Last year we went Ibiza, we have been to Riga in Latvia before... You know, like, just places where you can go, Europe, not far.
Oh, yeah, like cheap 1p flights or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you don't really get them anymore. Not 1p ones.
Not even on an offer. I know you've got to pay the tax on that, but...
No, not really.
Do you not?
Not so much. Anyway, so we've decided on this year's destination. It's not really a lads holiday at all. We're just going to sit around drinking cocktails, but, you know. Because I don't see him that often these days, so just a nice thing to do.
I thought you lived together.
Yeah, but I'm hardly there, or he's hardly there, and, you know, he's doing his... Krav Maga, or whatever it is.
He's doing his what?
I don't know what it is. It's some...
What sort of thing is it? I don't even know what sort of thing.
It's like some martial arts thing. It's like...
Is this what he learned after he got the incident at the cash machine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Is he
self-defense.
Yeah.
So he feels like less of a weakling.
Is he good at it now?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
It helped him that day, didn't it?
He does a lot of that weekend. So, like, you know, like, I don't see him. So this year's destination is... Krakow in Poland. That's where we're going. I've always wanted to go to Poland. But then I said this on Twitter earlier, and someone said on Twitter, you know he's quite short.
Who? Your flatmate?
My flatmate.
Yeah.
Someone told me that men under 5'5" aren't allowed in clubs.
That is a joke.
Well, I don't know. I know I'm quite gullible. But he is, I'm not sure whether he is that height or he may be just under that.
He's taller than 5'5".
Is he?
I think so, yeah.
Because I'm worried that, I mean, like, we won't be able to get in places.
Just get him some bigger shoes.
What do I just get him some?
Get him some of those trainers that ladies with cellulite wear. Because they've got a massive heel.
Just a massive heel?
Yeah.
And then it'll be right, because I'm 5'10".
And he'll have lush thighs.
Yes. Apparently bars are fine, but it's just in clubs in Krakow, you're not allowed. If you are a bloke under 5'5", you're not allowed to go in. I don't know.
What? They have one of those, if you're not this high, you can't ride type signs off the theme park?
Probably someone just having me on. I don't know. But if anyone knows if this is true, can you let me know? Because otherwise, there's absolutely no point in going. I've kind of booked it now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
God, I'm stupid. Apparently, the height thing in clubs isn't true at all, and somebody on Twitter just made it up. All right, well, thanks everyone for clearing that up. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Stushy.
Hello!
Hi.
Woo!
Right, now what's going on? Because I feel like
what?
I feel like you're plotting.
We're not plotting anything. It's something nice.
There's lots of people whispering in the studio, and that just makes me feel a little bit on edge. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, it's fine. Honestly, it's really nice.
It's going to be a nice surprise, you know. I think you'll be happy.
You're going to love it.
Am I?
We've got presents for you.
Oh, a present?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want it now or after?
What do you think? After?
Yeah,
Becky's saying after. Sorry.
Okay, you can
build the suspense.
Yeah.
You can't just have guests turn up and then get the present straight
away. Yeah, yeah. Wait.
I mean, I like a present, but the way that people were laughing about it suggests that it's not good. I don't know.
It is good. Okay. You'll love it.
Anyway, how are you, girls?
Fine.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm my life is now made because I've just been in the Stushy bus.
Yes.
I have made a little video of this on my phone, and we are currently... What are we doing to it? Putting it on Facebook soon, hopefully.
Yeah, I filmed it, but it was a bit too long.
Yeah.
So you're compressing it.
Take a long time to do all the technical stuff.
It's not as comfortable as I imagined.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. It does us. It gets us around.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
We've got some fluffy covers that like we wrap ourselves in.
Yeah.
Polka dot pillows.
No real reclining, though, going on, is there?
No.
No.
But I like the Hello Kitty stuff.
Thanks. And fairy lights.
And I like the break glass for emergency rosé. It's in there as well.
It's not been broken yet.
No.
I particularly liked the shelf of condiments at the back. You've got your hot sauce.
The Nando's hot sauce. The
you got everything.
The Kona hot pepper sauce.
I mean, you could live in there because you do.
Yeah, I know. Life.
Had anyone famous in the back of your van yet?
We had you.
No.
Of you?
Only you. You're the lucky one.
Yeah.
All right. No one else?
No.
Aw. Now we need to talk about the Brit Awards.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Me?
What?
Do you want to get it out?
No,
let's get it out.
Let's just rewind. So, was it the first ones that you've attended?
I used to go to the Brit school, so I used to go like as one of the students that used to shout really loudly on the side. But as a red carpet attendee, yes.
Fun, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun for you, Scott.
It was.
You. We turn up in a big pink convertible car with pillows, balloons, pink balloons.
It was amazing.
Why didn't you bring the van?
I know. Why I don't know who we thought we were that day.
Well, they couldn't fit it.
We couldn't fit.
Oh,
took the van to the enemies instead.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And who did you meet when you were there?
Everyone. It was amazing. It was like, look, it was like we was in TV. Like
Florence
in the TV.
And the Machine.
Yeah, Florence came up to us and was like, Stushy. We was like, whoa.
Really?
You know who we are. It was really weird.
Did you say you felt like you were in the TV?
Yeah.
I love that.
I did. I'm
in the TV.
I
know what you mean.
It was weird. It was
so
amazing.
Florence knew who you were.
Yeah.
Which is good. Who else
Keith
did you
Lemon.
Keith Lemon.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
We love Keith Lemon.
We met.
Who else? Oh my god, Lana Del Rey.
Oh,
I love her.
And when I saw her, I was like, I need a picture. And that my pride had to go to zero for that. Like, I couldn't do it. And I actually asked Lana Del Rey for a picture.
She was really nice, though. She let us have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you were taking a lot of pictures that night, weren't you?
Was I?
Yeah.
You were. And did you go to any of the parties after the Brits?
Yes, we got on a boat, which you might be familiar
with.
Yes, I was on that boat.
Yes, you were in the corner of the boat, Scott.
Now, also, I understand...
Having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was having a lot of fun. I always have fun at the Brits. That's what it's all about, getting to the spirit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that you may have some pictures of me on your phone.
That maybe.
We do.
Possibly.
Now, what are you planning to do with these pictures?
Bribe you.
It depends what you're
We've done our first
give.
Bribe. Because you did that for us.
Yeah.
You played us
the next day.
But what?
Take it right, seriously. So, let me just get this
so he's
straight.
He's given in already.
You went out and got whatever happened to you. And now,
actually,
you've got photographic evidence.
Like, about 10 pictures.
Of course. To play their song on the radio so that you...
That is the way that they okay.
And he did it, so...
To be honest, next one. It's kind of all over Radio 1 anyway, to be honest.
But that
you can't say that,
day.
Though.
Now, what's the next step?
Before you show these pictures to anybody, I just want to remind you girls that I have supported you from the very beginning. And also,
I'll see what's happening here.
Supported you and your fun pop songs.
I don't care, I just want to see the pictures.
From the
start.
We'll show you them. I was the one, I played Betty Was Gone.
Yeah,
I did. And also, for me, I was fairly well behaved that night. Now, there is a lady from your record label called Jane who sat behind us right now.
Yes.
I don't see her very often. And when we do, we like to have a good catch up.
Is that what you call it?
Absolutely. I don't see her that often. And I imagine that's what the pictures are of.
I'm going to show you. Do you want to see the picture?
Oh.
Yes.
Let me show you.
We're gonna show. Scott, you know you're in a picture as well with us. Yeah, you got your two fingers up. You think you're in a gang? You're like, yeah.
Okay,
Jane, have you seen these pictures?
Of course, she's seen them.
Okay.
Oh, one second, it's turned off. Give
oh,
me
what a shame.
What do you mean?
Jane's on our side. We're on Jane's side.
I'm disappointed these haven't been taken to the supermarket and turned into like mouse mat.
Not yet. Okay. We're planning that.
Can we do that?
Yeah. That's on the cards.
We can get you a cup.
If he doesn't do what we ask him. What can be our next prize?
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've been wanting to ask you this for weeks, Stushy. What is wrong with your cat?
It needs a fiddle.
But why? What's up with it?
Because it's lonely.
Okay. But that's the question that we get asked the most. So, obviously, it's the end of the song, so it's the one that the people notice the most. So thanks for clearing that up.
That's all right.
Well, you need to get more friends for your cats.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't you?
We do.
Or maybe bring them in the bus with you. You know?
Is there enough room in the bus?
I don't know how many you've got.
I think this is the right time to give Scott his present.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
Here you go.
Okay.
He doesn't know what to say.
Oh, that's lovely.
Are you happy?
It's a Stushy condom.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's been in someone's pocket for a long time.
Yeah, mine.
Look how worn the corners are.
It's been in my bag. I was saving it for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, with your busy schedule, you're like, oh, got to keep that for Scott. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, we've got a T-shirt for you, which you have to wear.
You have to wear this all the time.
You have
Love
to wear it
me.
All the time. And it's tight.
Okay. Good. Now, I understand that you've just watched the YouTube video of me Ollie Murs having a little dance.
We were going to shuffle into the studio. But.
On Saturday night. Do you know what? It was quite annoying. I said this already. It took him 20 minutes to learn it on the Friday before, like the day before. I was in there 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. Oh, bless you.
I know, bless me. Aww. It's all over now.
You look so good.
You look just as good as him now, so the practice worked.
Yes. Apart from the wig, I'm sorry, what was going on with the wig? What was going on?
Why did Ollie get that wig and you got that one?
Yeah. I asked for the Afro girls, but they were like, no, you're having the Brian May hair.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. But yeah, I mean, we didn't go through, but never mind. But today, Party Rock Anthem has gone back into the chart.
Oh, no way.
Oh, my God.
on the official chart update, it's gone back in.
Wow.
Should we play a little game? I'd like that.
Yeah, let's play a game.
Now, we haven't done this for a while, but I thought it'd be fun to play it with you. It's called word dissociation. It's like word association. Okay. So each of us say a word. Well, that's what happened on the normal one. You say a word and then you say the first thing that comes into your head. On this one, the word that you say has to have absolutely nothing to do with the last word that the people said, okay? So we go round and round in a circle.
Oh, this is hard.
If you think someone else has said a word that is associated in any way with the last word, just go bzzzt and buzz them and say why you think it was associated with the last word.
Okay. Oh, I like this.
All right, it's actually harder than you think.
Oh, yeah.
Are you in, Becky?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play Stushy word dissociation. Right, so...
Go on, Stushy, we can do this.
Come on.
Remember, if you think the word has anything to do with the last one, then just go bzzzt. And tell me why, and I'll stop the game. And then if the one that doesn't speak decides that you're right, then you are at the game.
At the game.
Oh, no.
All right, let's go. I'll start. Airport.
Floor. Paper.
Beans.
Nuggets.
Beep! It was a food. Beans and nuggets.
I meant gold nuggets.
You didn't say that.
No, you didn't. Sorry, Becky.
Get out.
The one that doesn't speak said you're
one down.
One down.
Airports have floors.
No! No, 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 no.
Okay,
no.
Right, we're not having that.
Okay. I'm not having that.
The one that doesn't speak isn't having it either, so cool. Okay. Let's go... Alex, you start.
Eyes. Sellotape.
Plaster.
No!
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 They both stick!
Sorry, no.
No teammates are buzzing.
Oh my god, sorry.
Here.
Sorry, we're ruthless. Sorry.
That's the idea of the game. You've got a buzz. This is not a team effort.
You're not playing. You're not allowed to play.
So who's out there?
Courtney.
Okay, bye.
Listen, I still have them pictures. Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, I'll start. Carrot.
Headphones. Spring.
Oh, you're out.
I'm out. Oh. I'm going to say that was my favourite noise ever.
Yeah. glass.
Keyboard. Plastic.
Ah! Oh. Babe!
You're out.
Alex, you're okay. You're so outrageous.
I'm the worst. I'm the worst.
Alex, watch when you lose. You're not going to be happy.
I'm not going
Come
to
on.
Lose.
Okay, you're repping, repping. Okay.
Come on.
Okay, right,
Come
ready?
Come on.
Got an Alex.
Alex. Okay. Oh, this is going to be hard.
Go on,
okay.
Sweet six.
Right. Alex starts. Earring.
Pig.
Red.
Children.
Buzz.
Why?
Pigs don't have
children.
Pigs don't have children. What? They have piglets.
No. Have you seen Gypsy Wedding? Children wear earrings.
That is so rude.
No, it was earrings, pig. Pig. Right. You can't relate back.
So you're out.
Sorry, you're out.
You're out. Wrong.
You're out.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Alex, you win.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd like to say pigs.
I'm really proud now.
Pigs do not wear earrings. That's so weird. Go on, pigs. Right, listen, girls, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for
it's been
us.
Lots and lots of fun. Yes. And if you keep checking back on the Scott Mills Facebook, you too can see inside the Stushy Bus where they spend all their time. All right, thanks for coming in, ladies. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye, love.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I forgot to tell you yesterday, but I think I got recognised. Well, maybe.
Oh,
by,
yeah.
By an actual celebrity. Sort of.
Whoa, I can't say. A celebrity recognised...
might not be the best story.
A celebrity recognised you.
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure. It just...
Talk me through that.
Okay, so I was getting off the tube and aforementioned... well, I'm going to say person off the telly because I'm not sure celebrity's the right fit.
What line was it? It was the Metropolitan line, the old... look at me, I'll go through Amersham. Oh.
It was a Hammersmith and City line.
Oh.
Well, you haven't got a personality for that, have you?
I haven't. I've only got the pick. This is from that programme, The Tube. The pick. So you know you are the pick. See? When everyone else lets you down, it's always there for you.
Do you want to guess who...
You've got the central line, and that's just like, oh, look at me, I'm going through West Acton. This is a Tube driver from the other day on The Tube who is amazing, called Dylan, if you didn't see it.
Do you want to guess who I think recognised me, but maybe not?
Was it?
I'll say yes or no.
A celebrity that recognised you.
Person off the telly.
Was it Bruce Forsyth?
No.
40 of those.
Why would he be taking the underground?
Oh, true. Okay, so it's that level of celebrity where they can still take the underground without being mobbed. Because there is a level, isn't there? Do you know what I mean?
Well, Rihanna does it.
That's true.
What about you? You say that you get mobbed, but it's just because you can't be bothered to.
When have I ever said that I get mobbed? I do not. I often
do. You take the tube though?
Yes, I do though.
How often though?
Quite a lot now.
Twice a year?
No, I've got a card. But I'm always the one, like,
what
when I
colour is it?
Blue.
Right. Okay.
This is brilliant for people.
And
that
what's
don't
it called?
London. It's called an Oyster card. And you top it up.
Well done. I thought you'd still be on those £8 paper tickets.
Seriously, if you want me to show you...
No, it's fine. We need to get on with the celebrity.
Right, okay. Was it someone off the Weather?
No.
News?
Yes.
Okay, Fiona Bruce?
No. Should I just tell you?
Yeah.
It's that one who does the business, Robert Peston.
Oh, is he the one that's always, because of the current economic situation, the one that's always not really got any good news?
Yes.
He's kind of Mr. Doom.
This is the thing, right? But yesterday morning when I saw him, he was doing a proper jazz grin at me.
Jazz face?
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean when I say that?
What the, is it like the face that
it's
you...
It's like jazz... You know when you do jazz hands? Like, yes!
The face
it's
that goes
that,
with it.
But without the hands. So you just got massive grin. Your head is like slightly tilted and it's just wiggling a little bit.
Right. So just the face, not the hands.
Yeah.
All right. So everything's not that bad after all.
But I couldn't work it out, like whether he was just happy, whether he was smiling at someone else or...
Oh.
He didn't...
But you felt that there was a connection there and that he recognised you and knew
yeah.
who you were.
I must have brightened his day for him to do jazz face.
Really, though?
He certainly brightened mine.
Was he just not smiling at everybody that walked past?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the thing. He's so, like, full of doom in his day job that the minute he leaves, he's like, yes!
Jazz face. Yeah. How different is it to massage face?
Oh, quite.
I've forgotten all the faces that we've discussed over the months. Because there's different faces for different things. You've got your massage face, which is that.
Oh.
You've got your...
It always makes me feel a bit weird when you do it.
You've got your spoons face,
that's
which
just
is
massively...
Total confusion.
Yeah.
Spoons. You've got your base face, which is...
Yeah, that's like scrunched up features.
Scrunched up face, that is. What other ones were there? If anyone knows, could you text in? Because I've completely forgotten all the faces. So that's a new one, jazz face. Mm. From
slightly demonic when you do it.
Mr. Doom.
Yeah.
But not Doom outside of work, as we now found out.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I've been on all the lines. I've been on Metropolitan. I have.
You know, every other line, like the Metropolitan line's a bit brash. Oh, this is me, mate. I'm the Metropolitan line. I go all the way up to Amersham and through the city, yeah. And
this is the guy I was talking about off the tube on the telly the other night.
I'd say the central line was probably a librarian, quite sort of. West Acton.
But his favourite line's the Piccadilly line, because that's the one he works on.
The Piccadilly line, if it was a mate of yours, it'd be a mate where you'd say, he doesn't say a lot, he's very cool, but when it hits the fan, he pulls it out of the bag all the time. He's really slick.
Did you notice, or is it just me, if you watch back on the iPlayer, I don't know if you noticed, in one of the cabs when they were filming one of the drivers, someone has drawn, coloured in, like, some of the letters on one of the signs that says something really rude?
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
You need to watch it back. It was one of the first things I noticed.
You really notice weird things on TV. I've noticed this before.
And thank you to the person who's just texted in saying he didn't recognise you, he just had wind.
OK, good. That wouldn't make you do jazz face.
I know it makes it for babies,
that's
but not
fart
for
face.
Adults.
There's completely two completely different faces there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lots of people are going, well, this is radio. You can't see the faces that you're pulling. No, but you know exactly what the faces are. Let's go through them all now, please. Everyone in their car, or maybe if you're on, you know, bus or train. Just go through them. You'll look a bit weird. But you'll at least know what the faces are, you know? So, first of all, massage face, right? Imagine you're having a massage. Everyone has the same face for this. Pull it. Now, massage face, go.
Oh, no, I can't look at you two when you do your... I can't look.
It's just a kind of pleasure face. So that's massage face. Then do mascara face. This is the face you pull when girls put on mascara. You don't have to be a girl to do this because you know the face. You have to leave your mouth open. Mouth open has to be the one.
It's basically all your features down.
Yeah. Down, that's mascara face. And then bass face. Imagine you're in a club and there's some really dirty bass on. What are you doing? You're scrunching your face up, aren't you? Yes. That's bass face. And then spoons. Spoons face is total confusion. Like, you what? Huh? Kind of mouth... slightly open and up to one side. What? There we are. Now we've gone through all the faces together. I really, really hope people did that on the way home.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I wonder what's happening there for a second, Matt Emmonson.
Sorry, I was just derobing.
Last minute strip off.
He just took his top off and I said to him, oh, I thought you were going to do a Nick Knowles on us then.
What, be an unbearable television presenter?
No, there was this time.
Always, always.
He came in quite a normal looking jumper, sat down to do the interview and then just before the mics went off, took his jumper off to reveal what I can only describe as a wetsuit.
Oh.
At which point we were all like, oh, yeah. But then you couldn't say anything because the mics had gone up.
Ah. So like, Knowles rolls though. Wow. He loves a wetsuit.
I thought you were going to say he revealed a T-shirt and someone had scrawled on something you might find on a toilet wall.
No.
On there in pen, just to shock you. No.
In a moment, we're going to play Facebook group or not, which we've not done for a while. You know, there's thousands of groups on Facebook, but mm-hmm. are they real or have we made them up? Let's talk about it in a minute. But first,
Craig David.
But first, here's Matt Edmondson with what's on his show tonight at 9 o'clock.
God, that sounded official. What's on the show tonight? So we have a puppet on the show who I've been trying to get rid of for a while.
He's called
Funty. We brought him in initially because we thought he would attract younger listeners. They love puppets, don't they?
They love it.
But sadly, he's quite offensive, and we've put him through weeks of training away at a BBC training centre, and he keeps coming back and keeps saying terrible, offensive, sweary things on the radio.
So you think it's going to be fine, and then suddenly he just...
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm at the point now where I don't think it's going to be fine, but sadly, he's been locked into a contract, which is seeing him paid more money than anyone else here at this station, and...
I know, I was up in arms about
it. I know. There is a meeting about it next week, but people are furious around the building. And so we have to do something with him. So he's reading out messages that people have emailed in to our genuine email address for the show, funty@bbc.co.uk. So if you want to email him, he'll send you a little auto response as well, although be warned, it's quite rude. So we've got him. He's back on the show. We've got an interview with Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who plays Mitch in Modern Family. Do you watch Modern Family?
I've seen it.
Yes, it's brilliant.
That means no, doesn't it?
I've seen it once.
I've seen a trailer for it.
It's the one that doesn't speak. That's your favourite.
It's brilliant. It's a great show. You should watch it. I always get envious of people who haven't seen brilliant TV shows.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying, isn't it?
Because you can watch them now. If you have like a sick day or something, you can just watch them all the way through from start to finish.
Maybe that's what I used to do with
24.
Did you? Although, take days off sick for
Yeah. Although former employers, that's definitely not what was happening. And then we have a new thing. So you know that Radio 1, we're all about young people on this station.
I think we've been
told by some higher power here at the BBC that we need listeners ideally between the ages of 15 to 29.
Ideally, even younger would be good.
So we have to shed the older listeners. So if you're like over 29, if you're even 30 today, basically, please go away. We don't want you to listen anymore. And I don't want to do this. I mean, I feel bad about this, right?
It's from above.
I've personally been tasked with getting rid of people over 30. So we've got a guy on the show. It's his 30th birthday today. He's turned 30. I'm going to banish him from the show. It's a little bit like Death Row on the radio.
Right.
But we give him his three last requests.
And what happens to these people?
They get banned. They have to listen to another radio station.
Oh, okay.
I will be talking him through the options of things he can listen to.
You're not just going to leave him out there?
No. We tell him where else he can go, including the BBC's other portfolio of stations. But the rival commercial stations as well. We give him the full spectrum.
Wow.
And he gets three last requests. So one is obviously he gets to choose a record that is the last thing he listens to on Radio 1. He also gets to do a shout out. Everyone loves them. Mm. And also he gets to answer Vernon Kay's maths question from last Saturday.
I mean, if that was the last thing I could do before I appeared on Radio 1.
We'd all choose that, right?
That would be it.
Yeah. So those things. And then we banish them forever.
And that's it, and they're off to wherever they want to go.
Well, yeah, that's.
But I like it that you tell them where they can go. That's nice.
We give them the options.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Matt Emerson tonight between 9 and 10 on BBC Radio 1. Now let's play Facebook group or not, Wacky Bed. So there are lots of groups that you can join or not. It's up to you on Facebook. Let's discuss whether they're real or not. So here's your first one.
Do you do this, Scott? Are you part of any groups?
No, I'm not on Facebook. I can't be bothered with it.
Really?
All about the Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I hate Matt Edmondson off of...
No, whoa. Like,
Radio 1. That's the first Facebook
group.
I'm
not on Facebook. I can't be bothered with that. I'm all about Twitter. We've got, like, a massive Facebook page.
Yeah, but that's the show Facebook page.
Personally. So you're not saying you don't like that?
No, personally, I mean.
He's never off the Radio 1 Facebook page. On it all the time.
On all the time. But that personally, myself, not. The show, yes. Anyway...
I just found that really offensive.
Sorry, everybody on Facebook. Is this real or not?
I'm going to unfriend you.
Okay, bye. I hate Matt Edmondson off of Radio 1. Real Facebook group or not?
I thought you were just announcing that then. I would hope not. I'm going to say not, but more out of hope than anything else.
Okay, 10 Scott Mills points for everyone you get.
But you know now you've said it. Someone's going to set that up.
I'm going to say it's real because everyone has haters.
Everyone?
I have haters with a Z.
Do you?
Haters.
Wow. Becky, you're saying that's real.
Yeah.
Are you saying that because you're a member of it, Becky?
But I thought it would have more... Oh, there was a guy who used to work here who was a member of, like, loads of I hate and then insert DJ's names who still work here groups.
Wow.
And then when he left them all. But it was like, so-and-so has left the I hate Chris Moyle, so-and-so has left the I hate Scott Mills group. And it was like, you do realise everyone can see this.
Breaking news, Becky's right, but it only has three members.
Wow. Who are they? Who are they? Give me their names, I'm going to do a dappy.
So, do a dappy. Right, so...
I don't mean photograph my genitals, by the way.
Oh, God. No.
Just to clarify.
10 Scott Mills points to you.
I don't think, definitely that won't lure them back in.
10 points to you, Becky Huxtable. Next one, Facebook group or not. When I don't know what to say in a conversation, I say, lol.
Yes, that has to be one, because that's what I do. All I do on MSN is just lol, lol, or ha-ha, ha-ha.
Real or not?
Don't go for the emoticon instead.
Yes. Yeah. Big smiley.
Happy face. I'm going to say that's definitely real, because there are idiots out there.
Okay.
Me. Yes, real.
You're saying real also. Yeah. It is real. 15 members, though. I thought there'd be more.
I thought there'd be more. Yeah. Are you definitely a member of that one?
No,
maybe?
But I'm going to sign up now.
You see, this is what's going to happen now. They're all going to get more. Next one. Pies or eyes?
Yes.
This is where it could look like... This is a kind of visual one where it could look like a pie, could look like an eye.
I don't know what pie exists that looks like the human eye, or even an eye of an animal.
No, this is like for people like me who have really small eyes, like really deep set in their face.
Right.
And if I shut my eyes and then you took a picture from, say, that angle...
No, I'm still not seeing the pie.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a pie.
Not
no.
even a quite pale...
You've not got a face like pastry.
No.
Real or not?
Yeah. I'm saying that's not real. That's not real.
I'm saying it's real, yeah.
Pies or eyes is not real, Matt Edmondson.
Oh.
Have a point.
Thank
have 10
you
points.
Thank you.
I just entered my room and forgot what I wanted. Real Facebook group or not?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm going to say yeah. It's like that's like a Michael McIntyre joke. Yes.
Yes. I think that'll have loads of members.
You're both right, it does exist, but only with one member so far, probably more now. And that's probably Michael McIntyre.
Michael McIntyre.
Next group. Girls who look like Jeremy Clarkson.
No.
I'm joining it. Let me log in. Hang on, I'm joining it.
No.
Wow. For their sake, I really, really hope not. But
actually, there is someone upstairs. I'm not going to say what floor. The girl who does look a little bit like Jeremy Clarkson. Do you not think? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
No.
You know the one.
The one on...
No, but now
if I gesture the floor number, you nod or... Yeah. Okay, yeah.
If you...
Does a bit, doesn't she?
Well, she obviously does if Matt knows who you're talking about.
Mm. I would say it's not even halfway there. It's quite like the first time... You meet her, you go, my God, it's Jeremy Clarkson.
And it's the unnecessary use of the faux leather and okay, is that real or not?
She's always saying such terrible things about foreign people as well,
I know,
isn't she? Just all the time.
Not real.
Spouting nonsense.
Not real.
No.
Matt.
I'm going to say real because I want to see it.
Becky gets the point. It's false.
Yes.
But it won't be for much longer. That'd be a great group to join, wouldn't it?
No.
Okay, next one. Jumping out of bed like a ninja when you realise you overslept.
Yeah, definitely. Real group.
No. People that did that would be too...
You're disgusted by that.
People that did that would be too lazy to sign up to a Facebook group.
Well, no, sometimes you just don't wake up.
It happens. You wake up with a start, don't you?
Yeah.
To leap out of bed.
Oh, I'm saying no.
You're saying...
I'm saying yeah, definitely.
Matt is correct and gets the points. That's got 157 big members.
Wow, that's one of the biggest ones so far.
Yeah. Automatic doors make me feel like a Jedi.
Definitely real. That's going to have loads of members.
I don't know what the connection is.
Because everyone does that. When you walk towards an automatic door, you sort of, with your hand, gesture as if you were using the force to open the door. And then it opens.
Okay. Yeah.
Looks really bad if you try it with a door you think's automatic and then turns out not to be.
Yeah. So Matt is saying yes. Becky is saying...
Yes.
Both right. 75 members. And the last one. I love Scott Mills off of Radio 1 so much, I bought the key ring. Real Facebook group or not?
No.
No. Is there a key ring in existence? No,
God,
no,
I hope
there's
not.
Mouse mats, but you wouldn't have had to buy them.
Oh, but those are those dodgy ones that we used to give away.
Yeah.
Do people still use mouse mats? Is that a thing?
No, but we did have. You did have
they
them on the
anymore.
Show, didn't you?
Yeah, back in the early 80s, yeah. What?
T-shirts.
But key rings never go out of fashion, so... I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no.
Both wrong, it's got one member.
Really?
I don't know where they got the
key ring. Is that the person manufacturing the key ring?
I think it probably is. So, let's just count these up. Oh, it's a draw. Both 50 Scott Mills points.
Yes.
Well done.
Thanks
it's
very
a tie
much.
On Facebook group or not. Matt, see you tonight at 9 o'clock. Thank
see
you.
Cheers.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.